Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Welcome. Today, I'm going to share with you three mindset tips to stop doubt so that you can move ahead in your business as an entrepreneur and as well as ahead in your life. As entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to listen to that critical voice inside our head. That critical voice inside our head does us all wrong. So tip number one is to stop listening to that critical voice inside your head that keeps on talking all the time. You need to get out of that voice and get it into action, because it's going to distract you. It'll make you think that something else is more important for you to do. It'll make you think that what you have to say or do is not important, and it will unfocus you from making that client phone call. Or it will also unfocus you from making that contact that you need to make in order to make that sale. And it'll keep you from whatever it is you need to do. If you keep on listening to that critical voice inside your head, it's going to stop you from selling your product and services. I promise it will. And I don't make promises I can't keep. But selling your product or service is what keeps you in business. Truly, that's what we need in order to stay in business. So you want to make sure you stop listening to that critical voice inside your head. Make it go away. Get into action. You know, I always say that a mind left to its own devices will ruin you. So get into action and the voice will stop. Move past that voice in your head by getting into action. Tip number two, work your goals. That means set your goals and then work them backwards. To make sure that you're working backwards, for example, you might set a goal that looks like, I want to make $100 a week. Now you take that goal and think about, how many product pieces do you need to sell to make that much? Or how many new team members do you need to acquire to make that much? And break it down even further. You're going from monthly to weekly to daily. Bring it down to a daily number. And from that daily number, bring it down to an hourly number, and that's going to help you move ahead. Why? Because it's easier for us to take a look at things when they're smaller, at little chunks, and we work that way so that we can manifest a feeling of accomplishment. Because when you feel very accomplished, you want to keep going. So tip number three is to visualize the possibilities. As entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to take a look at everything that is going wrong in our business, everything we're not doing, how we're falling short, everything that is going wrong. And what you need to do is to begin to focus on everything that is going right, everything that's going right. So focus on the positive, focus on visualizing the possibilities of making your goal. That's what's going to get you into that feeling place. Imagine what it's going to feel like when you get that goal and keep moving. Every 55 minutes that you're at your desk, get up, move around for 5 minutes and use that time, those 5 minutes, to visualize the possibilities that can come into your life when you begin to really achieve those goals. So take 5 minutes every hour to get into the feelings of success. Let them run through your body just like your blood does, and it moves through your energy system. So focusing on visualization, on what it's going to be like when you get that goal, is going to send that energy all the way through your body. So remember, what you feel about, you bring about. Yep. I hope these three tips help you to not only to realize that you must get into action in order to make things happen, but to actually take that action. If you like these tips and would love to share them, please do. And remember to follow me on all social media channels at MartyAngel_ELC. And as well, if you are loving these kinds of trainings and tips, then I invite you to join me in the private Facebook group where I share tips like this and more. If that sounds like something you want, it's a free Facebook group. Click the link below this video and then join the community of like-minded individuals like yourself. I would love to see you there. I would love to serve you there. As always, I am incredibly grateful for your health and your wealth, and I hope you have a great week. Take care, everybody. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.